Cards are affected by the hot weather of summer, particularly prolonged spells, and the normal culprits you expect would suffer, that is the cooling systems. And the only thing you can really do is, you know, make sure that the system's being looked at before the season gets there. But the things, systems that people forget about are things like the electrical system. Today most cars have air conditioners and they have CD players, and there's a significant electrical load put on the car. Part of that system is the battery that has to manage it, and because it's a box of chemicals that has to just store electricity, it doesn't tolerate the heat very well as well. And what we find is that on these prolonged hot days you have a lot of battery failures, you have a lot of alternator failures because they are trying to service the, you know, air conditioner that's running all the time. And the other part that really is affected is the fuel system, especially on older cars. Fuel systems, like any other fluid in the car, is going to be reactive to the heat. And depending upon how hot it gets, you can get it starting to want to turn back into a gas, or turn into a gas, vaporising we call it. And that vaporising then puts symptoms into the car, of, you know, coughing, spluttering, those sorts of things that make driving hazardous.